Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive. My mind is alert. And I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God. You may be seated. We've been talking about a covenant, a great covenant of great promises. And I'd like to continue with this because we didn't quite finish it. But we saw something. We saw how when Egypt had the Israelites as slaves, they were in Egyptian slavery and they were there for over 400 years. And God said, I heard their cry. I heard your cry. Let me tell you something. You cry out to God. Don't cry out to mankind. Cry out to God. Sure, the doctors are there to help you. The banks are there to help you. But I promise you, God, He blesses. The Bible says the blessings of the Lord come to those and there's no sorrow added with it. In other words, you know, a lot of times you'll go to a doctor and they mean well and they help you, but it costs you a fortune. And some people don't have the insurance. And, you know, it just goes on and on and on. But God, He gives you a blessing and He doesn't add any sorrow with it. He doesn't charge you for it. He doesn't take it away because you were bad. God is the blesser. All good gifts, remember this, James says, all good gifts and all perfect gifts comes down from above and comes down from the Father of light, with whom there is no variableness or shadow of turning. So everything good that you receive in your life is from God the Father. And all the bad that's in the world came through the curse, which came from the enemy. And that's why Jesus said in John 10:10, the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But I have come to give you life and life more abundantly. And included in that abundant living is healing and peace and joy and prosperity and wisdom. Because why? Because the Bible says that the new covenant is founded on better promises than the old covenant. Now just watch, in the old covenant, a type and shadow of us coming out of the world system, when you got born again, when you got saved, it was like Egypt coming out, Israel coming out of Egypt. And when Israel came out of Egypt from slavery, remember, they must have been weak, they must have been tired, they must have been malnourished. I mean, they didn't have all the food. They could eat there, but as slaves, I don't think they got any extras. And I'm sure many of them went without. And even the older folks had to still work and make bricks and work under terrible, trying conditions. And that's why Moses, in his zeal and his zest to help God's people and his own people, killed the one soldier that was whipping the slaves. He was whipping a man and beating him up. So they were whipped, they were beat, I'm telling you, these guys, they were in a bad way. And they were crying out to God. And I want you to learn to cry out to God. Because the Bible says in Psalm 34, verse 15, says, the eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous. His ears are open unto their cry. And then he says in verse 17, the righteous cry out, the Lord hears, and He delivers them. Who? Delivers the righteous. Out of what? Out of all their troubles. He goes on to say in verse 19, many are the afflictions of the righteous. Now, I don't know about you, but we've been afflicted. I've seen some afflictions in my time. As a child of God, you know, a lot of people think, well, when I become born again, it's going to be like walking in a bed of roses. Yeah, but they forgot to tell you there's thorns still attached to the roses. Because you're going to still have to face stuff. Because now you become an enemy of our enemy. Because before you were born again, you're walking in unison and unity with Him. Once you got born again, you switched allegiance and you started walking towards Him. So He's going to try to trip you up. He's going to try to get you. And so don't count it strange when you fall into fiery tests and temptations. Because all of mankind that is even unsaved go through trials and tribulations. But as a child of God, the devil doesn't like us.
our enemies after us. And so, but when they came out of Egypt, Psalm 105, verse 37, it says this out of the King James, God brought them forth, or he brought them out of Egypt with silver and gold. I mean, these were slaves, but they came out loaded with gold and silver. They came out prosperous. They came out of the devil's system where they were broke and miserable. They came out and sick. They came out prosperous. Watch what he says. He brought them forth with silver and gold, and there was not one feeble person among their tribes. In other words, no weak, no sick, no miserable. They came out of slavery. They came out, when we come out of the devil's system, the Bible says that God translates us from the power of darkness. From the power of darkness, that's when you were unsaved in the power, under the power of the enemy. He says he translates us from the power of darkness, out of the enemy's grip, into the kingdom of his dear, precious Son of light and life. So when they came out, being a type of the world, I'm not saying this, please, that it is the world, etc., etc. This is a type and shadow. When they came out, the children of God came out of Egypt, they came out prosperous, and they came out healthy. When we get born again, he takes us from the power of darkness into the kingdom of his precious Son. We come out from there. We should also come into the new life, prosperous and healthy. Amen. And so that's a type and shadow. And listen, that was old covenant, by the way. That was old covenant. When he took them out of slavery, he blessed them and prospered them. And when we came out of we are blessed and prosperous as well. And that was a promise right there in the old covenant, the book of Exodus, the second book in the Bible. They came out. And that was a promise of God, and God delivered them. What if the Bible says in Hebrews 8 that the new covenant is found on better promises? If that's a promise and that's what God did in the old covenant, how much better is the new covenant? Because he says it's founded on better promises. Amen. So that's really, really very powerful. I just love it. And I like the way it says it in the Passion. It says, at last, God freed all the Hebrews from their slavery and sent them away laden with the silver and gold of Egypt. And not even one was feeble on their way out. Well, how many of you have heard the scripture? Proverbs 13:22, I believe it is, says, a good man leaves an inheritance to his children's children, and the wealth of the sinner is stored up for the just. Right there, you saw the wealth of the sinner that was stored up, that they had gold and silver stored up for the just, the justified by God, the children of God, and they walked out of Egypt, out of the world system, with all the silver and gold and healthy and wealthy and wise. You understand? So if that promise, those are promises in the old covenant, how much better is a new covenant with better promises? So we as children of God have to start to expect and start to believe that God is able, God is capable, and God is willing. And not only that, he's also done it. Everyone say, it's done. That's why Jesus said, it's finished. The work I came to do, Father, me the Word, the work that I came to do as the Word of God, because we all know the Bible says he is the Word. The Bible says he came to do the work of God. He said, it's finished. And then he went through what he went through, and he went back to the Father. And that's why God said, my word cannot return void. Is that correct? In Isaiah 55, verse 11, my word cannot return back to me void, but it will accomplish what I sent it for, and it will prosper in the thing whereunto I sent it. So when Jesus said it's finished, the word accomplished what the word was supposed to accomplish, to bring us life and life more abundantly. And that's when Jesus went back, because he had accomplished. My word can't come back void. It wasn't void when it went back to God. Jesus accomplished what he was sent to accomplish. So everything that Jesus did for us on the cross, the finished work of the cross, is part of the new covenant promises. That's powerful. And therefore, the Holy Ghost now abides in us. He lives in us. He doesn't come on us for service and then leave. He comes to stay. And that's why we quote the scripture. It says, great is he that's in me than he that's in the world. I believe that's 1 John 4:4. Greater is he that comes in me and lives in me than he that is in the world. And that's why the Lord says, rivers of living water will flow out of your belly. Rivers of living, not dying. The thief comes to steal, kill. But I come to give life. Rivers of life, rivers of living water will come out of your belly. Not steal, kill, and destroy. Life, and life more abundantly. So we are life carriers. We are light carriers and we are life carriers. We have the Holy Ghost in us. The Holy Ghost working through us brings life to the people out there. That's why the Bible says, The Bible says, the fruits of a righteous man is a tree of life. And they that win souls is wise. The fruit of a righteous person born again is a tree of life. So you've got life resident within us, all of us. If you're born again, you carry life. And there's a lost and dying world that needs life. And so we are life bringers. We bring life through Christ. We bring life through the Holy Spirit. And we point the people to God the Father through the Son Jesus, and that brings life. And now when they receive Jesus as Lord and Savior, they get translated from the kingdom and the power of darkness, and they get translated into the kingdom of light. They go from dark to light, from not seeing to seeing. I once was blind, but now I see. I once was deaf, but now I hear. What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. And I go from where the enemies held me captive all my life, right into the presence and the kingdom of God Almighty. That's powerful. That's powerful stuff. Now, once you're in this kingdom, your promises are better than the old covenant and old promises. And the promises there were phenomenal. So we've got a better covenant with better promises. Can you say amen? Amen. But we've got to know and understand. You see, you cannot have faith with ignorance. Ignorance will keep you from the blessing of God. My people are destroyed, Hosea 4:6. My people are destroyed. Why? For a lack of knowledge. My people, he's talking about children of mine, righteous, born again, are destroyed. Why? Because they don't know something. It's not that they can't know something, it's that they just haven't learned it, they haven't heard it, they haven't checked it out in the Word of God. They're destroyed for a lack of knowledge. So when you get knowledge, you get power, because knowledge can lead you to act according to that knowledge, and the power to heal will come. The power to save comes. All of that power comes from knowledge. I didn't know that I needed Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. I brought up in a denomination, taught about Jesus, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. They taught about that. But I was never told you need to get saved. Never. Never, I did not hear that once for 25 years growing up. And then when I went to a church similar to this, I heard the preacher stood up. He gave a sermon which was just outstanding because it was so relevant to what I was living at the time. How many of you have been there? When the preacher talks, sometimes you think he's talking to me. Who told him? Who told you? I've had people come to me and said, who told you? And so that's the Word of God, quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and the joints and the marrow.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie. We trust that our daily broadcast is a blessing in your life. We strive to bring you a word that will strengthen your faith and improve your relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. If you would like to sow a tax-deductible gift into this ministry, please go to traditionworshipcenter.com and click on the Donate or Give button and follow the prompts. Thank you for your continued support, and God bless you.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
There's more than one way to support the WCNO ministry. Prayerfully and financially are only the two most obvious. But did you realize